Hello, it's Halloween, and tonight I'm going to talk about flying monkeys.
Flying monkeys and smear campaigns. That's what I want to talk about tonight. This is Tracy. You're going along in your life, and suddenly there's a change. Maybe it's slow, and maybe you missed the signs. Chances are it was a horrific discard and completely unexpected. The person that you knew isn't there anymore. This is completely unexpected, and the person that shows the signs of not actually being the person that you knew or loved. You have not done anything, and yet you're reeling with shock and fear and pain, and you're trying to understand and hyperlearn everything that you can about a narcissistic person. And then the fun begins. Like right after you found out your life was a lie and your future is uncertain, and the sense of betrayal is over freaking whelming. You may have like no appetite, or sometimes we get like twice as much of an appetite. I couldn't sleep, and I hear a lot of people have that as well. You cannot relax. Your heart is full of fear, and it's like nothing that you have ever witnessed, nothing that you've ever felt, because this betrayal is like at the core, and you really begin to wonder if you're ever going to love or have fun or even trust again. While all this is happening, the narcissist can't let go, even though they've moved on. Okay, they've probably gone on and they've maybe been to two or three more supplies since you, but they cannot afford to have you tell the truth about their deplorable behavior. So they get there and they start a smear campaign. Do you know what a smear campaign is? It's when they tell lies about you to other people. And this can be your family, it can be your friends, it could be acquaintances that they've met of yours through Facebook. And there's a very good chance that they might be oversensitive and like to cry a lot because they are always the victims. You probably saw that when you first met them. And they talked about other people in their life, and they call them the crazy ex, or you know, all kinds of bad things that they've smeared about them. They've lied to make you want to stay away from them. So as they tell the lies to your friends and family, and they try to get people to believe their false story versus the real story, right? The real story is nothing that they're going to admit, so that's why they're hiding it all. But if you were to tell someone the story in your words, their truth would come out. So they have to smear you. This is just part of the deal. You know, I hardly hear anybody that doesn't go through this, where sometimes it could be so extreme that people can't even leave their homes. So the lies that they're gonna tell, if you're divorcing them, there will be lies in court, there will be lies about children, sorry. There'll be lies that you are an alcoholic and a drug addict and a unfit parent, all while you were the good one and you actually did everything. Narcissists are afraid. They're afraid what's going to happen if people hear your side of the story and they start losing credibility. So they can't let this happen. So even your friends that they don't really care about, they're just like you. They didn't mean anything. But they can't let their truth get out. Does that make sense? Because that's really all this is about. This isn't about liking your friends and wanting to keep your friends. Like, you would naturally want to keep your friends. They don't care. And even your friends or your family was there as a supply. And that's the best thing that they can use fake friends for, is to destroy your reputation and your spirit. And you're gonna ask, like, why? Why would they do this? Because if you're not credible, then your truth actually sounds like a lie. So don't let this bullshit affect you. And know that wherever you are and whatever they're going to accuse you of doing, you know, you didn't do it. And expect that this is going to happen. And don't let it bother you. Don't let it get inside, because what they're going to target is the thing that you are most. So if you are spiritual, they're going to say you're not spiritual. If you are a good person, they're going to say something bad about you. Whatever it is, they've already determined a long time ago what your best assets are and what you're most proud of. If you're a good mother, they're going to accuse you of being a bad mother. If you're a great dad, they're going to pull every single trick, including calling you an unfit parent and say that you're, you know, trying to convince your child that they don't love you, or there's just so many things that they're going to do. So no matter where you are in the stage of this relationship, it starts with the smear campaign, and then they take that smear campaign and they multiply it. They multiply it with flying monkeys. Flying monkeys is a term that is used not only in The Wizard of Oz, but they're people that they use to attack you and make you question yourself and make you really wonder, did I actually do something? Was something wrong here? They're going to recruit people to send messages to you on Facebook. They're going to have these people unfriend you, and they're going to make you have no support system whatsoever. That is what they want to do. Because the power of these smears, it freaking hurts, and we're so confused. How could someone that you loved be treating me this way? I don't understand it. But look at this. What this stage shows us is that these are the same patterns that they did with the ones before you. You know, the crazy ex. Well, welcome to the club. If they were with someone for like 3 months or 30 years, it doesn't matter. And if they've moved on, it doesn't matter. They just want to keep you quiet. They want to keep you silent so you never tell the truth about a smear, about what they really are. Because now that you've discovered it, you are a danger to them. And I've decided to make this video tonight because this weekend, many of you have seen videos with Lizelle and I, and we've been talking about our shared narcissist. Now, thankfully, for the first time I can really say yay on my side, you know, there's a restraining order on me and this fella, and he can't contact me, and he can't have anyone contact me, and vice versa. So that is keeping me out of his target at the moment. But this weekend he had someone send a terrible message to Lizelle. Had to be a drunk thing. This guy, she'd only met him once, and you know, we can see on Facebook, yeah, that's right, we can see you, and we can see that you are with your new person, and you've introduced your friends to this guy. And he decided to lash out at Lizelle this weekend and say all these horrible things, including things like, you know, you're being so mean to him, and, you know, stop this abuse. Now, the funny thing is that she has actually never contacted him. She has never said one single word to him. And all we are doing is saying the truth. We are not saying his name. We are not saying anything about him. We are simply saying the truth. And that's the unusual part about our story, And I have no idea if this asshole has noticed that I'm on YouTube. And frankly, I don't care. I am here to help others. And I know that my story is unusual. And I know that together we are healing. And so I don't want you to think that you're alone when they start to make these smear campaigns about you. When it happens and there's that questioning of yourself and that sadness that just comes into you. And like if a flying monkey said something or you got a Facebook message like she got this weekend and it bothers you because you know it isn't true. Just remember, you are giving them what they wanted. If you could just say to yourself, I'm not going to let that mosquito bother me. I know it's not true. And if people believe that person over me, then they weren't really my friends. If it's my family, then there's something wrong. But you don't have to stand by their side. Not right now. You have to take care of you. And you have to just make that choice. That moment when it's just really overwhelming that they've said these things. Or that these flying monkeys have come after you with a message of hate. Know that you have a choice to say, oh, how could that happen? How could that happen? Oh, no. Or you have the choice to just say, I knew this was coming. You are so predictable, jerk. This is not going to work. And I am not going to let you get away with this. You can say all you want. You can make people say what they want. But I know it isn't true. And know that inside your heart. Because they're just making it up. They're going to pick best thing about you, the thing that you most treasure, and that's what they're going to attack. So, flying monkeys and smear campaigns, they are nothing to worry about. Don't let it bother you. Okay? That's all I got. This is Tracy.